Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Ferry. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Morton. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Carl Morton. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. And now, play ball. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman juggles the ball. That's an error on Hickman. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pepitone. Staub reaches second base with a double. Hunt moves to third. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is walked intentionally. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hunt scores. Staub moves to third. Fairley moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Expos. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day strikes out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine strikes out. One out. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morton for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Staub throws the ball into Wine, who tags Callison trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Pepitone moves to third. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Staub reaches second base with a double. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert misplays the ball. That's an error on Beckert. Staub scores. Fairley moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Expos, 2, Cubs, 2. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ferry hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-1 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Morton covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0-for-1 in the game. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Staub hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ferry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0-for-1 in the game. Hans is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-2 in the game. Day is called out on strikes. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-2 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first, with Morton covering, for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morton strikes out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pepitone for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fairley moves to second. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-3 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0-for-2 in the game. Hans hits a pop-up towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-3 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-3 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Morton. Kessinger moves to third. Beckert moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams is walked intentionally. Ron Brand now playing left field. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kessinger scores. Beckert moves to third. Williams moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Montreal Expos, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.